The night dark, the rain relentless, and yet you drive safely. Perhaps you have the eyes of a puma piercing the dark. Or a bullfrog seeing through the wetness, blurs, and glares. Or could it be your Bosch Night Performance wiper blades wiping this whole time? So adapted to the dangers of driving on stormy nights, it's almost as if you are too. Night vision has evolved. Bosch Night Performance wiper blades.
Off the ball, rugby.
Will Bundy Aki, Robbie Henshaw, and Gary Ringrose be at the next World Cup? And is it the same situation? Experience does count for sure.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, Mason Melia smashes the League of Ireland transfer record. Denise O'Sullivan hits out at the FAI's treatment of former Ireland women's assistant Colin Healy. And Adam Ida is ready to become Celtic's main man up front. But first today, Mason Melia is the League of Ireland's first million euro player. The St Pat's forward has agreed a deal to join Tottenham in January of next year, 4 months after he turns 18. Melia had attracted interest from a host of clubs, which included Manchester City, Celtic and Bayer Leverkusen, but it was Spurs who beat them all to the Wicklow teenager's signature, agreeing a five-year deal. The move will smash the previous transfer record for a League of Ireland player, with Spurs to pay Pat's €2 million up front, a fee that could double based on various contractual clauses. Pat's can also make 20% on any future sale of Melia by Spurs. The fee dwarfs the previous record for a transfer from the League of Ireland, which was Liam Scales' €600,000 move from UCD to Celtic. The added bonus for Stephen Kenny and Pat's is that Melia is free to play for them in the upcoming Premier Division season. And speaking to the club's in-house media team, Tottenham technical director Johan Lange gave an insight into their transfer business.
We are building here a very strong and robust evidence-based infrastructure. And so, for instance, when we arrive with Tony in the beginning of the market, and when we present to him, and the same with Matthias as well, I think they're very impressed by the detailed knowledge we have them of what we have done in their career so far, how we anticipate them to perform within our style and system, how much we know about their character, etc. And then, of course, Ange, myself, and the scouting department, we have meetings, and in every transfer we have done since I arrived at the club, you know, of course Ange has a conversation with the player as well. But so we are building here, and that is a key component to be successful in the future as well. That you need to have a very strong infrastructure in the club as well, because the league we are in, the market we're in, are very, very competitive.
Ireland centurion Denise O'Sullivan's hit out at the FAI for their treatment of former women's national team coach Colin Healy. Healy is to lodge a formal complaint over the FAI's handling of his departure as an assistant coach following the decision not to renew then head coach Eileen Gleeson's contract. O'Sullivan told Irish Football Fan TV she was disappointed regarding the handling of the situation.
First and foremost, I think, like, speaking about coaches being let go and stuff, I think that's normal. It's business, right? It's part of the game and you want to get results. But I think it was the manner that it was done in. I think it was disrespectful. I think it lacked class. I think it lacked compassion. I think working with Colin, I don't have one bad thing to say about him. He was an incredible man, really excellent coach. But I don't even want to go into the coaching side, because everyone that knows Colin knows how good of a coach he is, but it's more of the human side that I'm like, he was a really genuine and honest man. A lot of the players really respected him, and he's had a massive impact on me as a player. So I was really sad to see that happen. And I think the way he was treated, it's unfair. And it definitely lacked a lot of class to me. And it was so disrespectful to do that. And yeah, I'm just really gutted for Colin, really. I think it's a step backwards. Like, I think there is a way to do things and there's a way to treat people, and it wasn't the right thing to do. And I'm really disappointed that it happened the way it did. And I love playing for Ireland, but I think this is a step backwards, and I love playing for my country, but it left a bad taste in my mouth how that happened.
driving on stormy nights can become so difficult that you may wish you had the eyes of a night creature, like an owl or a tarsier. What's a tarsier? Well, it's like a... Look, it doesn't matter. Bosch Night Performance Wiper Blades reduce blur and glare, clearing away rain, so you can drive even better than a tarsier, whatever that is. Night vision has evolved. Bosch Night Performance Wiper Blades.
Bohemians are still weighing up whether or not to sign former Bournemouth and Sheffield United striker Lys Mousset. The 28-year-old has lined out in a number of pre-season friendlies for Bohs, scoring in a win at Waterford last month. Mousset's last professional outing was in May of 2023 for Nîmes, following a spell at Bochum where he was drummed out over a spate of disciplinary problems. Bohs have already been busy in the transfer market this week, pouncing on the signing of Connor Parsons. The winger had only joined Dagenham and Redbridge last month after a spell at Waterford. But personal reasons were behind Parsons' decision to return to Ireland, signing a multi-year deal with Bohs. He'll be joined at Daily Mount by 31-year-old centre-back Alex Lacey. He's already racked up spells with Luton, Yeovil, Notts County, Gillingham and Hartlepool. Parsons spoke to the Bohs media team about his decision to return to Ireland.
Yes, I've got a really good relationship with Rennie. I think he knows how to get the best out of me. But yeah, a lot of people might have seen that I'd signed in England after my time at Waterford, and now I'm back in Ireland, so I can see what would be a bit of a surprise. But yeah, some things just don't work out, and I think this is the right thing for me, and yeah, this is where I need to be, I think.
So you've made in and around 70 appearances in the League of Ireland, so you're very familiar with the league. So you're happy to be back in it?
I didn't think I'd miss it as much as I did. You know, I went back and I was like, I don't know, just being here, I feel so loved over here, and as a player, I feel like I need to feel love to be confident and do what I want to do on the pitch. So coming back here was a no-brainer, really. I love the place, I love the people. And yeah, hopefully I can have another good couple of years over here.
Arnold Slot's confirmed that Trent Alexander-Arnold will miss tomorrow's second leg of their Carabao Cup semi-final at home to Tottenham. The right-back limped out of Saturday's Premier League win away to Bournemouth, but is back on the grass training. It's unlikely Alexander-Arnold will be risked for Sunday's FA Cup fourth-round game away to Plymouth, leaving him fresh for next week's rearranged Merseyside derby at Goodison Park. Slot also hasn't decided on whether Alisson or Keevan Kelleher will start tomorrow's game with Spurs. With Alexander-Arnold out, Conor Bradley is set to start at right back. Slot says the Tyrone man will have learned from his recent experiences against Spurs and PSV Eindhoven.
I think every single game, every single training session has something to learn. Or if it isn't, then it wasn't a good training session I gave them, because I think you're trying to give them something which they, where they can learn from every single session, every single game. And that is something there were, I think we played in Eindhoven quite a good game if you take into account the team we've played with. So this team hardly ever played with each other. But we did concede three goals. And if I then take a closer look at those three goals, I don't even think we did much wrong, but only some small details. And that is something at the level like PSV or tomorrow, if you do a small detail wrong, you can concede a goal. And yeah, that's also something, the feedback we gave Connor. And he wasn't involved in every goal, but he was in one, in my opinion, where he didn't follow the overlap aggressive enough. And that led to, I think, the third goal.
Newcastle will look to book a second League Cup final appearance in 3 years tonight. The Magpies lead Arsenal by 2-0, heading into the second leg at St James's Park. Kick-off in Tyneside is 8 o'clock. Luke Shaw is facing a further month on the sidelines. The left-back has managed just 68 minutes of Premier League football this year due to various injuries. He's now suffered a setback in his recovery and will miss another 4 weeks for Manchester United. Adam Ida says he's ready to shoulder the responsibility of being Celtic's main striker. The Ireland striker will compete with youngsters Johnny Kenny and Daniel Cummings for the starting spot after top scorer Kyogo Furuhashi was sold to Rennes last month, and Ida says he's relishing the opportunity.
Yeah, it's exciting for me. It's what I wanted. It's why I came to Celtic in the first place. Even last year when I came, I wanted more minutes, and I've come back again in the summer, and now I've got a big responsibility to take, and I'm ready to take it. I think when you're playing football, you want to play as many minutes as you can, and I'm ready to take that role now.
What are you expecting a new signing to be made?
To be honest, I wasn't really like that bothered. Obviously, we know Kyogo left, and he was a main key player here, and yeah, I guess some people probably thought they were probably going to bring in a striker, but at the end of the day, like I said, we've got plenty of other strikers in the building. We've got young lads, we see myself, so for us, like I said, it's doing the job and training and working hard, and hopefully we can produce on the pitch then.
A lot of focus will be on you, a lot of eyes will be on you. Is that something you're excited about?
Yeah, it's good. Like I said, it's what I wanted. I want to be the main man, and I want to have that role and responsibility to try and help the team. So it's exciting times for me, and hopefully I can carry on this goal scoring that I've been doing.
Back here at home, First Division club Finn Harps have signed English defender William Adua. The 21-year-old leaves the Slovakian third tier, having played for Kentish Town prior to that. Adua's arrival follows that of Dara McGuinness from Stoke City.
Off the ball.
The game you're about to see is the most stupid, appalling, disgusting and disgraceful exhibition of football possibly in the history of the game.
The referee stopping the play until we've removed the dog.
Pelé, no hay quien lo pare y el disparo. Fabuloso de este señor Pelé.
And so Brazil, once again, are the world champions of association football. 3-1, the winners over Czechoslovakia in a magnificent World Cup final.
The night dark, the rain relentless. And yet, you drive safely. Perhaps you have the eyes of a puma piercing the dark. Or a bullfrog seeing through the wetness blurs and glares. Or could it be your Bosch Night Performance wiper blades wiping this whole time? So adapted to the dangers of driving on stormy nights, it's almost as if you are too. Night vision has evolved. Bosch Night Performance wiper blades.